As we go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline, and welcome to the show, Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. Alan Logan, our producer, said, sorry, forgot your music last second, so no Eric Church today, which we always have leading you in.
Hey, you know what? It's all right. Logan's doing a heck of a job over there. We're going to let it slide this time.
Well, and it's quite a week. It's Tennessee-Florida week, as you know, coming up on Saturday. Now, Alan, one of our policies is honesty is the best policy, so give it to us straight. How do you think things go down Saturday night with Tennessee on the road in the Swamp?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a good one. Look, most teams, when they get done playing Alabama, they have a little bit of a hangover, right? A little banged up. I think, unfortunately for Tennessee, that Florida got a little shot in the arm because they could have won that game. And you're getting Anthony Richardson back at quarterback as well. What Tennessee needs to do, they need to ugly this game up, right? Bill Belichick does this all the time when they have a tough game, is that you just have to make it ugly. The whole game. Run the ball as much as possible. Keep the ball out of their hands and don't make mistakes. Tennessee can hang around in there, but if they don't and Florida gets that offense rolling, it's going to be a long ride up.
What in your mind changed watching Florida come back and just narrowly miss beating out on Alabama? What changed in your mind about this Florida team and what they could or will be this season?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit on Florida, and I think it's a little bit on Alabama. Alabama's arguably the best team in the country, but they have flaws too, and they could not keep it going in the second half of what you know the offensive output that they had in the first. And they give credit to Florida. I mean, they clamped down on defense, and they did kind of what we were just talking about. Like they kind of made the game a little bit ugly, right? Like they made Alabama, you know, force it. You know, on certain plays, and that's kind of what Tennessee needs to do. But this Florida team is good. Like, they're a good football team. They're better than people give them credit for. So, you know, if Tennessee, you know, has a tough one this weekend, understand, Florida is one of the best teams in the country. They might not look it right now, but they will be by the end. They're a good, good football team.
We're talking to Alan Bell from Sportsline.com. So this weekend might not go well for the Tennessee Vols. What about for the Tennessee Titans at home against the Colts, which are dealing with some issues right now?
Yeah, I think this is an excellent spot for the Titans. You look at, you know, going up against the Colts. That was a huge win against Seattle in week two. And quite frankly, we haven't even really seen this Tennessee offense get going. I think this is a perfect spot for them to do it. I know that there are some injuries on the Tennessee side, mostly on the offensive line. But still, you know, we haven't seen that game where Derrick Henry and Julio and A.J. Brown and Ryan Tannehill are all, you know, kind of peaking at the same time. And I think that this is an opportunity for them to do it. Plus, like you said, there are a bunch of injuries on the Colts side, especially at quarterback. And I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll say this. The last 16 times that the Colts, you know, gave a quarterback his first start, which could be Jacob Eason this weekend, they're 1-15, and they've lost six straight in doing that. History doesn't tell a good story. Plus, the last three games that Derrick Henry's played against the Colts, he's rushed for over 400 yards, has 100 yards in each one of them, and a touchdown in each one of them as well. He's been feasting on Indianapolis lately.
Hey, Alan, what 2-0 teams are pretenders right now, and maybe people should be a little wary of buying into what their record says they are?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Because we've got some odd teams out here. Arizona's a good football team, but they can be had, right? Like, they're explosive on offense, but they're going to turn the ball over. They've got some issues they need to work out. You look at the Denver Broncos, I think they're a good football team. But, again, I don't believe in them just yet. Now, I'll tell you one that I do believe in is the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, they're dealing with some injuries at quarterback position with Derek Carr a little bit. They're banged up the offensive line, and I think Jonathan Abram went out of practice today. But that is a better football team than people give him credit for. If Josh Jacobs can come back healthy, they can run the ball. Derek Carr is playing great right now. It's tough. You know, we got a couple of weeks. We're going to kind of flesh things out, you know, see who is for real, see who isn't.
We're talking to Alan Bell from Sportsline.com. What about this Bucks-LA Rams matchup? This looks like a good one in the NFC. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be a great one, right? And especially, think about this. You know what's coming next week? Patriots and Bucks, right?
Yep.
Who's looking ahead? Bill Belichick or Tom Brady? But I'll say this. This is going to be a heck of a game. There's some weird stats that go in with this game as well. Sean McVay, when his Rams are leading at halftime, they're 39-0. They've never lost if they're leading at halftime. However, if you go back and look, since just 2019, Sean McVay, when they win two games in a row, they almost always lose that third. They are 1-8 straight up and 1-8 against the spread when they've won two in a row and they're going for that third one. It's a weird, weird stat, but it's almost formulaic. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. You know, you want to say that travel hurts you, but I'll say this. Teams in the NFL so far this season, they're traveling two time zones, are 11-3. Teams that are traveling three time zones are 5-1. So it almost helps the road team here. It's going to be a heck of a game.
That's interesting. I know this sounds crazy, but in this particular instance, I feel like the wrong team is favored with the Bucks getting a point and a half. I don't know. I have not seen anything from Tampa's run game that would. I like the Rams, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, like, I'm with you. Like, it's really difficult, right? I mean, the Rams are a phenomenal football team, and seemingly they kind of do everything right, and they're flashy and doing it as well. Like, Stafford can take the top off anybody's defense. Their defense is one of the best in the NFL, you know, in seemingly every single position. So I'm with you, and the fact that they're playing at home, like, they're a really good football team. If you look at the Bucs, I mean, they scored 30-plus points in 9 straight games, won all 9 of them. However, how long is that going to go? And again, you know, the Rams love to make games ugly, man. Like, they love to play, you know, a 27-24 type game. They don't like giving up a lot of points because they know that that's how they take you out.
Alan Bell, Sportsline.com. Alan, in the AFC North, is there one team that stands out to you after 2 weeks where you have a bunch of 1-1 teams there? What do you see in the AFC North?
Yeah, so it would have to be the Browns, to be completely honest with you. Like, the Ravens are a good football team, but they've got problems, right? They've scored 30-plus points in both of their games, but they've also allowed 30-plus points in both of their games. Like, they've got some issues there, and if their offense isn't clicking, they can get into trouble quick. The Steelers, I don't believe in them. I think that was a big win against Buffalo in week one, but I think it's spoke more to Buffalo than really the Pittsburgh. It's the Browns. Like, they have the ability to be as good as they want to be. That was a tough loss in week one. Quite frankly, they should have won that game. And they had the hangover game last week against Houston. Watch out against the Bears with Justin Fields starting. They might jump all over Chicago this weekend. But yeah, long story short, my answer would be Cleveland.
Hey, let me ask you one quick question, too, about Monday Night Football. You know I love the Cowboys. How are we feeling about Dallas? How are we feeling about the number? And just what is Philly bringing to the table in this NFC East matchup?
Yeah, so what Philly's going to bring to the table is Jalen Hurts says to turn the ball over, right? Like, I think he's had 70 straight passes where he hasn't thrown an interception. Big play, efficient, and Dallas' defense can be had. But Dallas' defense also is the best in the NFL creating turnovers. They are phenomenal at doing that. So they'll give up yardage. They'll give up points. The problem with Philly is that I don't think that they want to get into a shootout with Dallas because Dallas can do that too. And I'll give you an interesting stat really quickly. You look at division games in the NFL. We've had 8 of them so far. Usually those games are really tight, right? The average point difference in those games is 16.5. They've been blowouts. So
wow.
If you like Dallas, yeah. If you like Dallas 4, I like that. I'd ride it all day. I think Dallas just puts up way too many points for Philly to keep up with that one.
That's another big one for a big week 3 coming up in the NFL. Alan, what is going on at sportsline.com?
Yeah, so obviously we're breaking down, you know, everything NFL-wise, college football as well. NFL, we're going to give you every single game, grades, projected scores, DFS plays, prop bets. I mean, you name it. We've got you covered. Plus, Major League Baseball, we're ready to get in the playoffs, so we've got you set there, too. So, yeah, if you go to sportsline.com, use promo code SPORTS, you get 30 days free on me. Use it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Take advantage of that offer. The code SPORTS, go to sportsline.com. Love the website. Alan, love the time, as always. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Thanks so much for having me.